Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a slight chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 78. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the passing of the massive foreign aid bill out of Washington, D.C. that does help fund Ukraine, Israel, and other nations around the globe, Kansas's delegation was split on the issue, mentioning some of the priorities that they have right now in Washington. As KSNC News reports that the four congressional districts in the state had Sharice Davids, the Democrat from the 3rd District, and Jake LaTurner, the Republican from District Number 2, voting in favor of the bill, with Congressman Ron Estes in the 4th District and Tracy Mann in the 1st voting no. The U.S. Senators from Kansas were also split, with Roger Marshall voting no and Senator Jerry Moran voting in favor of the bill. In a statement from Congressman Ron Estes after the vote, he said, quote, when the country has more than $34.5 trillion in debt and bad actors threaten the United States border and our allies across the globe, it's imperative that we make strategic spending choices and respect taxpayer dollars. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Drivers in the Kansas City area on Thursday experienced a widespread outage of a critical service for the drivers due to what they say was a cyber attack. As KSNC News reports, the system known as Kansas City Scout says their systems went down early on Thursday morning, including their website, traffic camera network, and message boards around the area, according to both the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Missouri Department of Transportation. They say that the systems were taken offline immediately to limit any damage from the attack, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. According to the Department of Transportation, they say for any driving conditions across the state of Kansas, including the Kansas City area, you can go to the CanDrive website. And for those driving in the state of Missouri, can go to the MoDOTS Traveler website, but would not have any information for the Kansas City area due to the Scout outage. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially signed Senate Bill 28, allocating funds for the upcoming fiscal year between 2023 to 2028. They say part of the bill also sets aside $28 million for the 2026 World Cup set for Kansas City.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Shanta. With April being Alcohol Abuse Awareness Month, organizations like the Central Nebraska Council on Alcoholism and Addictions is spreading the awareness about one of the most commonly suffered diseases. Their director, Connie Holmes, spoke with KSNB Local 4.
Alcoholism is a disease of the brain, and people who have it are not bad people. It happens to some people. Unfortunately, we don't know who those people are until it happens to them. Can it be prevented? I believe it can be, with lots of education, healthy choice making, and helping people build skills in order to make healthy choices.
Another News Hastings Library Director Amy Dismeyer spoke with KSB Local 4 about the library trying to raise $15,000 as a part of Give Hastings Day.
It's been a great source of pride for us in terms of how many people support us. We love the number of unique donors that we get. It's just a great way for us to see the amount of support that we get in our community.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Make lifelong memories at the Symphony in the Flint Hills signature event on June 8th. Enjoy a day of incredible views and unique experiences like covered wagon rides, roping with the outriders, guided prairie walks, and more before taking in the beautiful sounds of the Kansas City Symphony with special guest vocalist Catherine McPhee. Get your tickets today at symphonyintheflinthills.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Frankfort Community-wide garage sales continue through Saturday with maps available at many locations in Frankfort. Lou Valley Technologies will celebrate completion of the fiber expansion project in Marysville with a broadband bash this Saturday.
On Saturday, April 27th, we're calling it the Broadband Bash. We are going to be in downtown Marysville to celebrate the completion of this fiber to the home, to every residential home in Marysville. All activities will be in the 600 to 700 blocks of Broadway. Blue Valley will have a booth in front of the Marysville Chamber Main Street office from 9 to 3. And we encourage all Blue Valley customers to come and stop by our booth. We are going to give everyone $10 for the Chamber Bucks. For coming out that day. Then we have lots of other activities that are planned. Parents as Teachers is hosting a STEM station from 9 to 3 for kids, some great activities. The Marysville businesses are doing a scavenger hunt. So again, come to our booth from 9 to 3. We've got great prizes available there, including a year of free Blue Valley internet for the scavenger hunt prize. So pretty excited about that. Food trucks will be in town from 11 to 3 for attendees to purchase their lunch. The Marshall County Cornhole Association is hosting a tournament that starts at noon. We will have live music from Brighton Stoll and the Landlocked Beach Bums Band, so that sounds fabulous. A number of Marysville businesses downtown have activities planned, and then kind of a fun twist to the event, starting at 9 a.m., there's going to be 30-minute appearances from SpongeBob SquarePants, mm-hmm. So a unique thing there. Should be a day filled with activities and fun. We want it to be a true community celebration, so we invite everyone to join us in downtown Marysville on Saturday, April 27th.
Candace Wright is Blue Valley CEO and reviews the project, which provides high-speed internet throughout the Marysville community.
For businesses, we were in Marysville in 2016 with fiber. That was to the business community. And so we went up and down the Broadway corridor and 36 corridor with businesses, fiber to businesses. And so we knew we needed to do more and we knew we wanted to get rolling. I would say the pandemic fast-forwarded everything. You know, we always knew the future was broadband and demand uses, but once the pandemic hit, it fast-forwarded everything. And so we started the planning phases. And so we've had fiber to the Marysville neighborhoods for some time, but it just went to a central point in the neighborhood. Mm. And from the neighborhood, we then took coax cable to the home. And while coax cable meets today's needs very well, it's not the future. Fiber is the future. So the project that we're now completing is a very large project in Marysville. It took about a two-year time frame from when we started the planning and the engineering to then hanging the fiber and then installation of customers took about a two-year time span. So it's a very, very large project.
Blue Valley remains deeply involved in the many Northeast Kansas communities that they serve.
Just like you said, it's a community event, and we want to make sure that everyone in the community celebrates. And we also want to make sure that we let everybody know we appreciate Marysville. We appreciate being a local company. We appreciate the support we get from the community. Great residents and businesses in Marysville, and we're so happy to be a part of it.
Paul E. Juniman, age 80, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30, with the rosary at 9:30 from St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Paul Juniman. Vern R. Sonny Cothran, age 80, of Marysville, passed away April 7th. Funeral service Saturday, April 27th, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sonny Cothran. Carl J. Holch, age 46, passed away April 20th. The vigil service is planned Friday evening at 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, with a funeral service Saturday at 2 p.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Visitation Friday from 1 until 7. Family Greek Friends Friday from 6 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Carl Holch. Margie L. Marge Hoag passed away January 17th. Family graveside service Saturday, April 27th at 12:30 at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Marge Hoag. Sharon M. Albert, age 82, of Beatrice, formerly Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Albert. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Ritz chicken with rice, Brussels sprouts, cottage cheese with peaches. And on Monday, Polish dog, seasoned mashed potatoes, kraut, mixed veggies, and applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:15.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some storms may be severe, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Severe storms may continue overnight tonight, mostly clear with our lows in the mid-40s and mid-50s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More severe storms are possible into Saturday, mixing with sunshine, and our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then showers and thunderstorms still continue into Saturday night with our lows in the mid-40s and mid-50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still some showers and thunderstorms possible into Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then showers and thunderstorms may continue into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then some sunshine throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April, 69. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 46, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:15. Sunrise in the morning at 6:34. First round of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday brought an inch and a half here at studios in Marysville. Widespread inch to inch and a half through northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Light mist and drizzle in the air with a cloudy overcast. 57 degrees this hour. Be weather aware Friday into Saturday. Chance for severe weather could include gusty winds, large hail, and the possibility of tornadoes.
Not a lot of precipitation locally this hour. We're watching some activity swirling around the Midwest region. Again, a very unstable air mass heading into the weekend. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 26th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
The Bears get their guy. The USC quarterback was the top overall pick in last night's NFL Draft. Chicago would also give him a weapon with the 9th pick overall, taking Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze. At pick 2, the Commanders took Heisman winner Jaden Daniels. The Patriots owned the 3rd pick. They took UNC quarterback Drake May. At 4, the Cardinals took wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. of Ohio State. The Chargers took Notre Dame offensive tackle Joe Alt to round out the top 5. First-round NBA playoff action continued. The Nuggets took a historically insurmountable 3-0 series lead on the Lakers, winning in L.A. 112-105. Nikola Jokic had 24 points, post-game saying that now is not the time to let up.
It's really hard to close the team out, and we cannot think about rest right now. We need to try to win the next game.
In Orlando, the Magic beat the Cavaliers like they stole something, closing the series to 2-1, 121-83. Paolo Banchero had 31 points, leading all scores. Jalen Suggs added 24, 2-1 Cavs in that series. The Sixers hosted the Knicks looking to avoid a 3-0 hole. Fortunately for them, Joel Embiid was on fire.
20 seconds to go, 5 on the clock. Maxey against Hart, over to Embiid for 3. It's up and good! Are you kidding me? Another 3!
On 97-5, the Fanatic, and even 50 points for Embiid on the night. Sixers get their first win of the playoffs, 125-114. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Hurricanes take a 3-0 series lead over the Islanders, winning 3-2. The Panthers also making it 3-0 in their series with the Lightning, winning 5-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
Tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Slower than expected economic growth hobbled equities Thursday. The Dow Jones closed down 375 points and barely above 38,000. The S&P dropped nearly 0.5%. The Nasdaq fell 0.6%. New numbers show GDP growing at 1.6%, the slowest in nearly 2 years. Shares in Meta, the parent to Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and WhatsApp, dropped 11% Thursday, their steepest slide since October 2022. After delivering a lighter-than-expected revenue forecast, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg watched his personal net worth plunge by $18 billion in 1 day. Meta rival Snapchat, on the other hand, reported a return to double-digit revenue growth in the first quarter. Shares soared more than 23% in extended trading. At a time when many major automakers are pulling back on production of electric vehicles, Honda plans to invest $11 billion in a new EV epicenter in Ontario, Canada. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. We had the chance to catch up with USDA economist Megan Schweitzer as she outlines USDA's new retail food price forecasts.
Food at home or grocery prices are predicted to increase by 1.2% in 2024. Food away from home or restaurant prices are predicted to increase by 4.2% in 2024. And prices for all food, so both grocery and restaurant, are predicted to increase by 2.2%. in 2024.
She also gave us the forecast for a very wide-ranging grocery store food price.
Our best estimate of food at home price change in 2024 is 1.2%. But we still think that anything ranging from a negative 1.1 up to 3.7 is within the realm of possibility.
She then lists some of the foods that will likely see high inflation rates this year as well.
So other than eggs, which we're predicting to increase by 4.8%, the other categories that we're predicting to experience the fastest growth in 2024 are sugar and sweets at 4.3% and non-alcoholic beverages at 4.2%.
Again, that's economist Megan Schweitzer. Now, Growth Energy celebrated the significant legislation that will speed investment in Nebraska's production of sustainable aviation fuel. The bill was signed by Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen and will provide a 75-cent per gallon tax credit for the production of aviation fuel that reduces life cycle emissions by at least 50%. That number is calculated based on the most recent version of the GREET model. Growth Energy CEO Emily Scores said, "We applaud every one of the biofuel champions in Nebraska who worked hard to advance this exciting legislation. These incentives promise to propel Nebraska in a leadership position on SAF, which is the simple, most promising new market for low-carbon biofuels." I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Currently, snakes are emerging from their winter hibernation period. In their search for food and habitat, they could potentially end up in unwelcoming places. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts explains the benefits of having snakes around and the significance of snake identification skills.
42 species in Kansas, only 7 of those species are venomous, and one of the venomous species hasn't been detected in Kansas in about 30 years. So, you know, most of the snakes that people see, encounter in some way, are going to be a non-venomous species that has a lot of benefits for us. You know, their prey is typically going to be things like rats and mice, and a lot of them eat insects. We have species that eat other snakes, including venomous snakes. It's important to be able to identify snakes so that if you see one, you know whether or not it's one that you should be scared of. I know a lot of people have that innate fear of snakes. And if you can't identify snakes, then the best thing to do is to give all snakes a lot of space. One of the really surprising statistics, I think, for a lot of people is that half of all people who were bitten by a venomous snake were actually handling that snake.
He relays the common places around homes that snakes could sneak through.
You know, a half inch tall by an inch or two wide is a space that even a pretty big snake could get through. If we're thinking about an older home, especially an old farmhouse that's got a rock foundation, there's lots and lots and lots of spaces like that in the house, in between the house, gaps between the house and the foundation and that sort of thing where a snake could get in. Sliding glass doors are another common point of entry. If we've got a garage door in an attached garage, and then the door seal between the door going from the house out to the garage is not super tight, snakes can get underneath those kind of spaces too.
Ricketts discusses how to remove an unwanted snake. He stresses using the correct kind of trapping method.
You could, of course, catch it, and typically the way to do that would be to take an object and pin that snake's head down, grab it sort of by the neck right behind the head, firmly hold it till you get outside, and then turn it loose. For those of you who are more snake averse and don't want to try and handle a snake, or if you can't identify snakes well, we can place the large glue traps, and when you're buying these, it's important to get the ones that say large glue trap or say four snakes on them. We can place those up against the wall and the house. And so once the snakes get in the house, then as they move along that structure that the wall provides, those glue traps can catch them.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts on snakes. Learn more about them at www.wildlife.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be conducting a special stock town bull sale Wednesday, May the 1st, starting at 11 a.m. on the first and second calf heifer pairs, which includes 225 fancy Angus, black, white face, red Angus, and Charley heifers, with Angus, Sim Angus, and red Angus sired 30 to 75 day old calves by side. These pairs will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. Bred heifers include 25 fancy home raised Angus and Sim Angus heavy bred heifers. Fall cows include 20 black cows, they'll be 4 and 5 years old, and 9 red Angus cows running ages, all bred for August or October calving. Cow-calf pairs include 17 polled Hereford cows, they'll be 4 years to short and solid. They'll have AI-sired polled Hereford calves by side, plus several other consignments of cow-calf pairs and bred cows. We'll also be selling some replacement heifers. Breeding bulls offered will include 22 Angus, Sim Angus, Simmental, Galvey, Balancer, and Polled Hereford bulls, 14 months to 3 years of age. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May 1 at the Manhattan Commission Company, starting at 11 a.m., please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
How can you choose the right tree for the right place? A little guidance today on an Arbor Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 26th, the 117th day of the year. Naturalist and painter John James Audubon was born on this day, and in 1860, a severe spring snowstorm engulfed Boston and its surrounding communities. Today is Arbor Day, our national observance dedicated to tree planting. The Arbor Day Foundation says you should ask two questions to find the right tree for the right place. First, what is the tree's purpose? Privacy, shade, windbreak, or street ornamentation might be a few answers to that question. And secondly, what are the site's limitations? Your hardiness zone, soil limitations, sun exposure, or overhead utility lines are important factors to consider. A tree is a long-term commitment. Spend some time now to make sure your tree can thrive for years to come. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY and 57 with a cloudy overcast, some light mist and drizzle in the air. After scattered storms this morning, another round develops later this afternoon into early evening. That is the greater threat of weather this Friday. Hail to around 2 inches, wind gusting to 60 miles an hour, even a few tornadoes are the strong hazards with this severe storm, perhaps late today into this evening. We are in the bullseye here on a Friday and again perhaps Saturday, so stay weather aware this weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back on the road after their four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays at Kauffman Stadium for the past few days. They're now headed out to Detroit, Michigan to take on the Tigers for their three-game series over the weekend. After facing off against the Tigers, the Royals head up to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays again for another three-game series, but this time on the road before coming back home to Kauffman Stadium next week for the Texas Rangers. The Royals have been working their way up the American League Central, sitting number 2 right now, just behind the Cleveland Guardians that are at 17-7. The Royals right now sitting at 15-10 for their overall record, with the Detroit Tigers at 14-11 and number 3 in the American League Central. In minor league baseball, the Wichita Windsurge are on the road right now for their six-game series against San Antonio. Their game coming up tonight with the first pitch at 7:05. The Windsurge have been struggling, sitting at the bottom of the league with an overall record of 4-13. Mid-America Network Sports.
Get ready for a day of fun during Blue Valley Technologies Broadband Bash this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Marysville. Jam out to live music, join in kids' activities, hang out with SpongeBob, go on a scavenger hunt with a chance to win prizes, and indulge in local eats. Plus, don't forget to take advantage of exclusive in-store specials and support your community's businesses. See you there!
Have you heard that there's a new place to grab a snack in Marysville?
Really?
You bet. Marylicious Snacks and More just opened at 814 Broadway. They have great breakfast options, including breakfast burritos and biscuits and gravy. Plus, they have quick Mexican lunch options, as well as lots of snacks available all day.
Snacks? I like snacks. What do they have?
They have ice cream with toppings, as well as milkshakes and snow cones. Plus, they will have acai bowls and crepes available.
I'm in. When are they open?
They are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, and also Thursday through Saturday. They are closed on Wednesdays.
Let's go try them now. My treat. Where are they again?
Marylicious Snacks and More, 814 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Shop Reflections Hallmark this Saturday in downtown Marysville during the Broadband Bash. Enjoy a fantastic 30% off store-wide sale. Details in store. Explore all things garden, find the perfect gifts for Mother's Day and graduation, plus discover numerous specials sprinkled throughout the store. It's a shopping extravaganza you don't want to miss.
KNDY.